Orthodox, a podcast focused on the intersection of geek culture with Orthodox Christianity. I'm Father Justin. My intent in this particular episode of the podcast, this first one, is to just outline, well, what my intent is. Why am I doing this? What is this about? Who am I? Why should you listen to me talking about geek culture or Orthodox Christianity? Orthodox Christianity is maybe a little easier. I am an Orthodox priest, but this podcast is not going to be about me as an Orthodox priest. It's actually much more personal. It's more about me as, well, a geek. I grew up not particularly athletic or strong at a time when, you know, you basically had two choices. You were a jock or, you know, something else. I was definitely not a jock. I wasn't particularly good at or interested in sports. And so the something else that I gravitated towards was geek culture. I grew up at the point where computers, personal computers, home computers were just starting to be a thing. I grew up with surrounded by books. C.S. Lewis and J.R.R. Tolkien are among my heroes. I grew up a gamer, initially board games, later computer games. And so these things really shaped who I became and ultimately have shaped our culture at large. The tagline for my site, geekorthodox.net, is "The geeks have inherited the earth." We live in a society that has been deeply shaped by the geek subculture, whether that be technology, which is pervasive and everywhere, whether that be fantasy and science fiction, C.S. Lewis and J.R.R. Tolkien being kind of the founders of modern fantasy. Science fiction is everywhere and hugely influential. Or whether that be, you know, other aspects of our culture, gaming, that have been shaped again by interests that in my youth were ones shared by people who were derogatorily referred to as geeks. That would include me. Geek was an insult. So it was should perhaps not have been surprising to learn that when I finally eventually got around to looking up the etymology of the word geek, it's actually an older word than I thought. And it was originally an insulting term for a not very qualified circus performer who bit the heads off of live animals. I mentioned the etymology mostly because it's a geeky thing to do, not because anybody thinks that that's what defines a geek. Like, nobody would say that Ozzy Osbourne was a geek because he bit the head off of a bat on live TV. It's like, no, a geek is generally understood, or when I was growing up anyhow, was generally understood as somebody who liked to geek out about things. More specifically, things like technology, gaming, fantasy, and science fiction. And that really describes me in my youth. And as Wordsworth says, the child is father of the man, and I could wish my days to be bound each to each in natural piety. So I never particularly set aside that identification. And that's really what I want to explore. Part of what I'd like to look at as an Orthodox Christian is how does this phenomenon of geek subculture, pun intended, of geek subculture intersect with my faith. I'm an Orthodox Christian, Orthodox priest, in fact, I think that the faith that Christ taught his apostles and handed down to us is hugely significant, and in fact transforms everything it touches. So that this phenomenon, as I've written about in my initial blog post on geekorthodox.net, This phenomenon that was often associated with Orthodox Christianity, and which is really the foundation for the pun that informs the my choice of title for this for my blog and the podcast, is that Orthodox Christianity tends to baptize cultures. Now, obviously, a culture is not something you take and immerse in water. You can't really do that, and then raise it up again. No, but if you baptize enough people in a culture, which the Orthodox Church has done over and over and over again with the Greek culture, the Russian culture, the Bulgarian culture, Romanian culture, if you baptize enough people in a culture, then the baptism that has the effect on those people will also have a spin-off effect on the culture itself. You know, we now assume that Ukrainian Easter eggs are just a part of Ukrainian culture. Well, they're a part of Ukrainian culture that was baptized, if you will, and affirmed ultimately by the church, by Christianity, because that symbol of new life, of resurrection, was so key and important to the Ukrainian Christians, and so that part of Ukrainian culture ended up becoming, as we would say in the Orthodox Church, a small T tradition, something that is a manifestation of the larger tradition of the tradition of Christ's resurrection from the dead, of that new life that comes, that new Paschal life that comes with faith in Christ, That's part of the Orthodox Christian engagement with any culture any people who convert to Orthodox Christianity bring in to the church with them. Now, that also implies, because baptism necessarily implies, that not everything that goes into the water with a person is raised up with them. Baptism is a process of cleansing. Of winnowing, if you will, and there are certain things that get winnowed away, that get washed away in baptism, and so this phenomenon of cultural engagement is not one that simply celebrates all aspects of any given culture, because let's be honest, not all aspects of any given culture are positive, just like not all aspects of any given human being are positive. What I'm looking at doing in this podcast is examining how the Orthodox Christian faith, as it intersects with geek subculture, both celebrates aspects of that and also criticizes aspects of that culture, that subculture. So that's kind of the idea of the behind the podcast. I've actually had this idea for a while and have been sitting on it, partly because it's been such a daunting prospect. Where do I start? How do you begin to engage with something as large as geek subculture, or for that matter, Orthodox Christianity? It's both are sort of all encompassing on various levels. They're just things that inform our all aspects of our daily life, and engagement with our use of time, our engagement with the people around us, it's been a bit daunting. It's kind of like when you know your teacher presents you with a nice big blank sheet of paper and says, "Write something." It's like, okay, what about? And maybe in this case, they narrow it down and say, well, write something about the intersection of geek subculture and Orthodox Christianity. That was my exam question, and I was frozen by it. But recently, I had the opportunity to go down to DocsCon Seattle and give a presentation on the deaths of Arthur. And that kind of got me thinking about this podcast again. And got me thinking that this is a good way, I hope, to begin the podcast. Arthurian legend is the urtext of English literature, and really is behind the great fantasy of C.S. Lewis and J.R.R. Tolkien. And so it's something that's hugely significant. It also has deeply embedded into it the notions of chivalry, which was the Western Church's engagement with the warrior culture that it, of the barbarians that it had to reconvert. And so there's all sorts of elements in Arthurian legend that I think are very well worth exploring. And as somebody who likes to geek out about stuff, I dove in and really had a lot of fun reading Arthurian legend again and doing some research on the history behind it. And so and as I gave my presentation on Doxicon, the thing that struck me most was, hey, I'd like to do more of this. I'd like to dig a little deeper, go have a little more time to spend on this. And so the first thing I'm hoping to do in this podcast is to expand on my presentation, The Deaths of Arthur. So it'll be a multi-part. I'm envisioning this as a multi-episode engagement with this question that hopefully will set the tone for geeking out about a whole bunch of different aspects of geek subculture that will propel this podcast forward. My intent is not to get too deep into anything. I'm not an expert on Arthurian legend or much of anything else for that matter. I've always enjoyed kind of the more Renaissance man idea, which ends up making one like interested in everything and not particularly gifted with specialized knowledge about any given thing. But I do like these large questions that are raised, and I hope to engage with them in a way that is fun and informative and hopefully shines a little bit of light on geek subculture in a way that both reveals what is good in it, reveals what might need fixing or correction in it, and that allows us to explore a whole range of topics in and see how Orthodox Christianity can inform and hopefully delight as we look at being geek Orthodox.